Asia's only all-news radio network. This is Metro News, a service of Metro Broadcast.
Good morning, this is Metro World News. Eric Olander reporting. Fighting for his political life, Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has rejected a Slavic Republic's Commonwealth of Independent States. The new alliance among Russia, the Ukraine, and Belarusia proclaims the Soviet Union dead. Russian leader Boris Yeltsin took the historic accord to the Kremlin in a face-to-face meeting with President Gorbachev. A presidential spokesman says Gorbachev will not recognize the new Commonwealth, claiming none of the three Republican leaders is in a position to unilaterally declare such a move. UN Secretary General Javier Perez de Cuellar says the world body will not send peacekeeping forces to Yugoslavia because of continued ceasefire violations. Perez de Cuellar told reporters a total truce is required before UN forces will be deployed. His special envoy, Cyrus Vance, left Yugoslavia with what he calls a substantial agreement on how peacekeeping troops could be sent to Croatia. But Vance reiterated the Secretary General's position that no soldiers will be deployed unless a ceasefire is adhered to. Palestinians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip have marked the fourth anniversary of their intifada, or their uprising against Israeli occupation, by closing businesses for an entire day. The army beefed up its presence and imposed curfews in Nablus, Ramallah, and several other cities, as well as refugee camps. Leaflets distributed among Palestinians call for a general strike and an escalation of activity against Israeli troops to mark the anniversary of the December 9, 1987 uprising. A United Nations envoy has started his third mission to investigate the human rights situation in Iran. The Chinese government says it cares deeply about its people's basic human rights. The industrialized world disagrees. I'm Eric Olander. Join me Monday, November 25th at 9 o'clock for a Metro News special report. Human Rights in China, A Closer Look. Wu Kai-shi, Martin Lee, former U.S. Ambassador Winston Lord, and many others speak out on this complex issue. Human Rights in China, A Closer Look, only on the Metro News Radio Network.
In a speech to the Asia Society, Fujimori spoke of Peru's improved economic climate. He says inflation is at its lowest level in 50 months, and new tax concessions make Peru ideal for the Southeast Asian investor. Speaking only briefly about the country's problem with terrorism and anti-government violence, Fujimori says the investor need not worry because the government is handling the problem. Many business people say they are impressed by what Fujimori has done to the Peruvian economy. But the investors say they still fear groups such as the Shining Path Guerrillas make Peru a risky investment. Eric Olander, Metro News.
Coming up to 12 minutes past 5, you're listening to Metro News Radio 1044. And continuing with Metro's extended coverage of events in the Soviet Union, we now take a look at what might be in store for Germany with Gorbachev out. Metro's Eric Olander spoke with Andy Kushin, Executive Director of the University of California, Stanford University, Advanced Center for Soviet Studies. Kushin describes some of the fears Bonn may have.
The Germans are fearing that there'll be some sort of revanche, backlash or movement away from the revolutions that were allowed to take place in Eastern Europe.
Is that possible?
Last couple of years. Yeah, it's possible. The Soviet troops are still in Germany. He realized this was coming down soon.
One of our reporters interviewed someone, and they said, well, at least this change and something might happen. With Gorbachev, nothing was happening.
Yeah. I think that there is widespread...
And now with a report of Hong Kong news, here's Eric Olander.
Good morning. Hong Kong's refugee officials are rejecting claims made by the New York-based human rights group Asia Watch that the territory's boat people camps are prison-like, overcrowded, and dangerous. Asia Watch has issued a damning report claiming camp violence is endemic and the detention centers cause depression, child abuse, family breakdown, and delinquency. Refugee coordinator Clinton Leakes is denying claims the camps are prisons.
We try, given these people are not prisoners, every hour of their day is accounted for.
Refugee coordinator Clinton Leakes. Meanwhile, 266 Vietnamese boat people have returned to their home country today under the United Nations Voluntary Repatriation Scheme. The plane load is the 79th under the current program. 13 independent LegCo members have held their second joint meeting, but the group says they've got no plans to become LegCo's third political force. The legislators are calling themselves the Breakfast Group in an apparent reference to the time of day they usually meet at. They discussed their positions on the Court of Final Appeal ahead of today's LegCo debate on the controversial subject.
Convener Lee Chung-hung says the group is more of a discussion forum. The Joint Liaison Group has started its 21st plenary session to discuss public utility franchise.
The Chinese Communist Party, past and present. I'm Eric Olander with the Metro News feature report. In 1949, Mao Zedong overtook the nationalist government and installed a mutant breed of socialism, an unusual mix of Marxism, Stalinism, Leninism, and his own visions of how he thought China should be governed. Up until his death in 1976, Mao was unquestionably the man in control of the party. Little was done without his or Zhou Enlai's consent, but today the situation is very different. Over the past decade of Deng Xiaoping's reign, the Communist Party has factionalized into various groups representing essentially both sides of the Chinese political spectrum. On the conservative end, hardliners including Premier Li Peng and Beijing Party Secretary Li Ximing have fought hard to maintain a totalitarian Maoist state. Yet on the other hand, reformers such as former Party General Secretaries Wu Yaobang and Zhao Ziyang have attempted to introduce economic and political reforms into the party and Chinese society. Author of the bestseller Life and Death in Shanghai, Nian Cheng, compares the CCP under its founder to what it is today.
Mao's control of the population depended a great deal on the support of the average person on the street, who were ready to inform, who were ready to assist the authorities. Now that's all completely broken down. You see, the Communist Party is no longer looked upon with respect and fear. In Mao's time, it was a combination of respect and fear. This deterioration of the people's opinion of the Communist Party for the average Chinese is primarily due to the corruption.
I'm Eric Olander on the Metro News Radio Network.